The world is filled with dazzling visions, so much so, many are easily lost in the dazzle. It seems underneath the face value of the world around us, many things are blatantly self-promoting, promoting their own values, their own satisfaction, their own passions, where in the end, their opinion becomes the rule, with the hope of financial gain and self-advancement are hidden in a subtle undercurrent. But then, what if we couldn't see someone's face? We would be far less inclined to be swayed by what our eyes take in. Through our eye comes what we see, and part of the dilemma is how we interpret that vision. What we think we see, imagine we see, wish we see, what we perceive we see, hope to see, conjure to see, or even psychotically see. Maybe we even project ourselves into what we see. Advertising has become such incredible psychology. We are led to believe we have the attention of what we are looking at, but that is an illusion. What we are looking at has us, and we just buy into the face value of it all. Pornography, for example. Viewers believe the person they are looking at is giving them their full individual attention. We read that attention into movies, photographs, advertisements, and so on. Why? Even when we know what we are looking at isn't real, and the person in the picture, video, doesn't know us from anyone and isn't interested in knowing us, why do we project like that? Is it because underneath it all we are looking for favor, recognition, validation to somehow feel included? Maybe so. I believe many people generally feel somewhat excluded. Maybe it's a point of having imagined power. We are called to live as gods, sons and daughters, able to see not only with our natural eyes, but in the spiritual realm also. Marie Vadia, in her book Victory in the Eye Gate, wrote, "As a prophetic people, we are to walk by revelation so that we can be light in the midst of darkness, our faces bright with His presence. We have been empowered to carry on the works of Jesus, and we are not alone in this. We partner with the Holy Spirit." Being in God's presence means what to you? When I imagine being in God's presence, I see myself in a dark room with a flashlight. The light that came out of the flashlight not only shone on the floor, but actually lit up the room. The light went all over the room, not just on the floor, and I thought, "Is this what your presence is like, Lord?" Noticing the light from the flashlight and my being in it was more than just a casual observation. It was a purposeful looking. A Hebrew perspective of God's presence means an encounter with the face. The face reveals the person. Jesus said, "If we have seen Him, then we have seen the Father." There is even a philosophy of the face or theology of the face. The face of things is a big deal, but being above all big deals is the face of God. With Him, the precedent is set, and in His face is all the abundance of life. He is self-evident, self-revelational, self-inspirational, self-sustaining, self-disclosing, and He is ever-living and everlasting, the only person who is self-aware, totally self-assertive, and totally moral. the one who causes everything to be because he is, and he calls himself, I am. In his face, the precedent was set for redemption from the beginning, and he no longer hides his face from us. Job 26:9. He covers the face of his throne and spreads his cloud over it. If God hides the face of his throne, it cannot be known and is not open and disclosed. Jesus came and gave us his face for the first time. If we have looked Jesus in the eyes, we have looked God in the eyes, for the Lord is not hidden from us, but has gotten eye level and face to face with us. God threatened Israel in Deuteronomy 31, verses 17 and 18, and again in Deuteronomy 32, 20, that he would hide his face from them if they didn't straighten up. In other words, he would make himself unfindable and unknowable. When Jesus came, everyone had then and has now the opportunity to know the Lord. And by looking into the eyes of the Son, we are transformed from glory to glory.